join this luncheon so that I can see Moose getting her award. And she does go by Moose Alpert, in case anybody was wondering. So I'm going to present the session called Advocating for Public Health. And before I do, though, I'd like to acknowledge my other colleagues who are instrumental in this presentation. That's along with Moose, Tara Redd, Kathy Miner, Ariella Friedman, and Sahar Salik. We're all affiliated with the Emory Public Health Training Center at the Rollins School of Public Health at Emory. And unfortunately, I'd like to disclose I have no financial relationships to disclose. So at the end of this presentation, participants are going to be able to identify the key findings from a training needs assessment with local public health leaders, describe the approach that we use to train our Board of Health members, and identify lessons learned for adaptation in other communities. So this is about boards of health. Now, in your community, in your state, that's the governing entity that works with the public health agency. They may not be called boards of health, but in Georgia, that's what they're called. So the role of the Board of Health, the primary role, is to oversee and support the work of the public health agency in protecting and promoting the health of the community. But unlike a public health agency itself that has direct provision of the 10 essential public health services within a jurisdiction, a Board of Health or governing entity is responsible for ensuring that that public health agency has the necessary legal authority, resources, and policies it needs to provide the 10 essential services. NALBO, which is the National Association of Local Boards of Health, identified six common governance functions that all governing entities share to some extent. And they recognize the fact that depending on the legal position that the governing entity has in the community, they may not fulfill all of these to the same extent, but for the most part, all governing entities have some role in policy development, resource stewardship, legal authority, engaging in partners within the community, tracking the health status in their community, and ultimately being responsible for public health performance in their community. So those are hefty responsibilities, but here's the reality. Board of Health members may be appointed, they may be designated or elected to their positions. They have varying terms of service. Some may be fulfilling the last 2 years of a six-year term, and then others, like we have some in Georgia, that have been on their local Board of Health for over 20 years. And so there's really varying terms. These are folks who, because of their primary positions in their community as a lawyer, a physician, a nurse, a school board member, they are on the board because of that. But because of that also, they may have limited ability to participate as much as somebody else might, and they may have, even though they are in these significant roles, they might have no public health experience. They may also not be aware of what their training needs are to operate and fulfill the functions of a Board of Health member, or if they do know they need some training, where to go for that training. And of course, they have varying relationships with their health department and their health officer. So what's really the best way of ensuring that Board of Health members have the training that they need to strengthen their competency, fulfill their roles and responsibilities, and essentially advocate for the public health agency? Well, let me tell you about what we did in Georgia. And I think it's important first for me to share a little bit about our public health infrastructure in Georgia. And then I'll tell you about how we actually met the training needs or are trying to meet the training needs. In Georgia, Georgia, first of all, is the largest state east of the Mississippi. Some of the areas in the state are about 5 hours away from Atlanta, and that although we do have some large cities like Savannah and Macon, for instance, a lot of the state is rural. There are 159 counties in the state, and those counties are grouped into larger, like 18 larger health districts. So some of the health districts, one in Atlanta area, might just have one. The health district itself has one county, but most of the other health districts have multiple counties within that health district. There's one state health department. And the last count we had for public health workforce working at these public health agencies was over 6,500, and that includes state, county, and district public health workers. So when I said there were 159 counties And each of these counties has a county board of health. That means there's 159 county boards of health in Georgia. Each of those county boards of health have 7 members on their board. So there's over 1,100 local board of health members in Georgia. The public health functions in Georgia are administered by 3 legal entities. You have the state office, the Department of Public Health, then you have these 18 district health directors, medical officers, and you have 159 county boards of health. And the way we look at it is that they really work more as partners rather than a direct line or chain of command. So, you know, that gives you a little bit of sense about what our, how our state is set up in the public health system. So how do we then provide the kind of training we need to get to Board of Health members? Well, one of the resources we have available in our state is the Emory Public Health Training Center. Now, the training center is certainly not unique to Georgia. There are 37 training centers across the country, and they share a common goal, and that is to improve the nation's public health system by strengthening the knowledge and skills of the current and future public health workforce. What might be a little bit unique to our training center is that while we share the 2 primary activities that all public health training centers have to do, which is providing internships for public health students and training for the current public health agency workforce, we also believe Board of Health members are part of that workforce. And so one of our activities is training for Board of Health members. And that's not necessarily done throughout the state at all, throughout the country at all these public health training centers. So to address the Board of Health training needs in Georgia, our strategy included partnering with the Georgia Public Health Association. So GPHA is our state affiliate to APHA, and it includes a section for members of Board of Health. So we thought it was really a perfect fit for reaching Board of Health members. So what we did in collaboration with GPHA is we started by doing an assessment of the training needs of Board of Health members. And we did a statewide needs assessment back in February 2011, and we assessed the GDPH, the state leadership, the 18 health district directors, and the local Board of Health members. And we asked them all questions pertaining to training priorities and the challenges they had either fulfilling their role as a Board of Health member or working with their local Board of Health. And what we found, this was sort of interesting, from the district health director's perspective. Now remember, in those districts that have multiple counties, one district has 16 counties, the health director works directly with those 16 county Board of Health. And so the district health directors felt like the challenges of working with their local Board of Health had to do with there was confusion about the Board of Health roles and responsibilities. The Board of Health members had primary responsibilities in their community, which again, as I mentioned before, could limit participation and advocacy. There was seemed to be a lack of understanding really about what public health is and what the public health agency does. And there was a diverse background of Board of Health members. The top training priorities identified by both the district health directors and the local Board of Health members are listed here. And you can see these are really fundamental core training topics that they identified. They're things like the functions and essential services of public health and an overview of public health programs and their impact on the community. The structure and function of Georgia Public Health, how to operate as an efficient and engaged board, and of course how to advocate for public health, and then budget issues is always one of the issues, where to find the money to support public health efforts. Interesting as well is when we asked the Board of Health members specifically to identify those roles and responsibilities that they felt like were the most important to them, but they had the least confidence in doing. These are the ones that came to the top. They felt they did not feel confident in being able to serve as a spokesperson in their community on Board of Health for the Board of Health on health issues, nor did they feel like they knew a lot about the health status or the issues impacting their county. Or about the services provided by the public health agency. And they felt like they needed to know more about the laws in Georgia on conflict of interest, open records, and open meetings. So based off the needs assessment, we collaborated with GPHA to develop some trainings. And when we thought about the training strategy we wanted to develop, we wanted to take some things into consideration. We felt like it was important. And one of the ones that we felt like was a main point was that Board of Health members needed to recognize for themselves as well as other people in the public health workforce that they were a part of the public health system and workforce in Georgia. And they are often overlooked as part of the public health workforce, and therefore their training needs are overlooked. We, of course, wanted to address their priority training needs. We needed to think about the experts who really were could provide that expertise to them, but who they would also feel like were credible experts to hear a presentation by. We needed to think about the geography of the state. You know, were Board of Health members able to drive to Atlanta, for instance, for a 1 or 2 day training, or did we need to do more regional trainings or do trainings at their Board of Health meetings? And in the same way, we needed to think about the length of the training and the modalities of the training. So, you know, did they need quick training, or could they take a day off and attend a training? And are there some topics that needed to be done in person versus other topics that could be provided online? And what we came up with was a training strategy that included three different types of activities: an annual Board of Health training in conjunction with the annual GPHA conference, regional trainings, and video modules. Let me tell you first about the Board of Health training, the annual Board of Health training. We've done this 3 years in a row now, and the first 2 years, the training for Board of Health members was the day before the GPHA conference. And then this last year, we did the Board of Health training was actually integrated into the primary conference, and that seems like such a little scheduling thing. But it really showed to Board of Health members and to the other members of the association that these folks are part of not only the association, but the public health system within Georgia, and they're your colleagues. And it gave them the chance to network with each other, both Board of Health members and other folks in public health. And so to us, that was an important philosophical change, sort of, in the conference. And we were honored to have the State Commissioner of Public Health attend or present at each of these trainings. Here are some of the topics that we've presented at these trainings, and you can see it includes some of these core issues that were mapped back to our needs assessment data, including public health accreditation, advocacy and action, how to communicate with your legislator, what is public health, how do the districts work together, and then the one that talks about the Board of Health handbook review. This is in the handbook is where they learn about their roles and responsibilities. The topics that they felt like were the most useful to them were really some of these foundational, fundamental topics that they identified as their priorities. Again, that handbook review, the county budget and finance, review of districts, what is public health, advocacy and action. But they also found value in getting to know other public health leaders and health district directors, learning how to be a more effective Board of Health member, and hearing directly from the State Commissioner for Public Health was terrific for them. That was one of their most valued aspects. They don't get to hear directly from some of these state leaders often. It's very rare, and so that was a terrific opportunity to hear from her and talk to her afterwards. So the regional trainings we've offered, we did one regional training in Jessup, Georgia. Anybody know where Jessup, Georgia is? I didn't think so. It's in a very rural part of the state. It's in one of those districts that has 16 counties. And these are folks who, for the most part, like 95% of them had never been to one of our previous annual trainings with GPHA. And so we took the training to them, and we did a training for the Board of Health members in their area as well as the public health agency staff. And these are some of the topics that we addressed that their health district director had specifically asked for. We are planning another regional training this December in Hinesville, Georgia. Hinesville, Georgia is in the Coastal Health District, which includes Savannah, but Hinesville itself is a more rural area. And these, again, are the topics that their Board of Health members and their health district director specifically asked for. Currently in production are a set of video modules that could be available for individual Board of Health members to review themselves or to be used perhaps at the beginning of a Board of Health meeting should the chair decide to do that as kind of an orientation for all of their members. A couple of these may already be on the GPHA website, so you could check it out there if you were interested. But some of these are people at the state leadership level, like the General Counsel and, again, the Commissioner of Public Health. We are currently developing a proposal that we're going to be submitting to a local foundation to hopefully receive additional funding for two video module series. And one will be what we call kind of the core module series, which will be some of these same kind of foundational topics. And then others will be what we're calling the innovative module series. And they'll include kind of higher level topics that have to do with kind of emerging themes in our new public health. So we hope that we'll get funding, but we haven't gotten that confirmed yet. So what are some of the lessons learned? Well, most importantly, the training is, this is not so much an aha, but it has to be relevant to your audience, and our audience are Board of Health members. And so we did this needs assessment. We based our training strategy based on that needs assessment. But one of the things that we did think was very, very valuable and we'd like to share is that needs assessment should also include the state leadership and the health district medical directors, because they really are the ones who work day-to-day with the County Board of Health members. In the same way we included them in the needs assessment, we think it's important to include the state leadership in the training plans and implementation. So not only the health commissioner was involved in identifying some priority areas and presenting, but also we did have the general counsel, we had the state director of district operations and nursing director present some sessions, as well as the lobbyists for GPHA talked about advocacy issues. And it was so critical, and probably the only way we were able to reach a lot of Board of Health members was to engage with our public health affiliate, GPHA. We also engaged with NALBO, which is the National Association for Local Boards of Health, and they provided some resources and some additional reference for us. And certainly before Board of Health members can fulfill their roles and functions and advocate for public health, they need to understand what public health is, and they need to understand what programs and services the public health agency provides and the kind of impact it can have on their community. And what we recognized, I'm not sure exactly how it plays out in your areas, but there is an ongoing and tremendous need for Board of Health training. You know, our Board of Health members are rotating on and off constantly, and the issues in the field of public health continue to change constantly. But what we found was very difficult. It's hard to engage this population in training. They're very busy people, and interestingly, even though they have very significant and important roles in their community, this one group does not have a lot. A lot of folks don't have email addresses, which was bizarre to us. But so they are a hard group to get in touch with other than through the mail or through some of these networks that develop. And because of that, you have to think about providing training in a variety of formats and perhaps a variety of locations throughout the state. So I just want to leave you with some of the training resources that we have shared within our state, as well as when we've done presentations to Board of Health members throughout the country, like through NALBO. These are all national sources, but sources where we found that they either had training or resources online. You could just go to their websites and search and find training for your own governing entity in your community. And with that, I will leave it on our contact information, and I'll take questions before I have to slip out if there's any questions. No? Okay. Thank you very much.